150 years ago this month, war broke out in Minnesota, known as the Dakota War of 1862. Hundreds were killed on both sides of the conflict. Milt and Jamie Lee are documentarians. They produced a one-hour radio feature on this tragic event called A Clash of Cultures, Understanding the Dakota War of 1862. It airs this weekend on WTIP, and the Lees join us now with more about it. Welcome to you both.
Thanks for having us.
What happened back in 1862?
Well, the interesting thing, I suppose, about the war, although there's many, many things that we could talk about, is the reality is that the forces that came together in 1862, which resulted in the war, had been brewing for literally hundreds of years. It all started, you might say that the whole thing started when the French fur traders first came to Minnesota, long before there was a Minnesota, and formed alliances with both the Ojibwe, Anishinaabe, and the Dakota people. In southern Minnesota, it was the Dakota people, and started intermarrying actually had a really great relationship with all of the native folks that were already here. Over the years, when the French fur trade was eclipsed by the British fur trade and then eventually by the American fur trade, things started to go downhill. And that's one of the main things that we talk about in the beginning of the documentary is how things, I wouldn't say progressed, how would you say degressed? Eventually, of course, what happened was that you had land speculators coming in, including some of the people that are really well known in Minnesota history, Sibley and Ramsey, both of whom were governors of the state at one time, and then both of whom have counties named after them, things got to be pretty terrible for the Dakota people. The eventual result being that these guys finally said no more and decided to go to war. So,
I think one of the things is the just to really listen to the show in order to hear the buildup of that. I'm a Minnesotan by birth, and I was fascinated by how much I didn't know that I didn't learn in my own history book. And we got some really strong historians and on all sides of what happened and how it happened and who it happened to. It's just a fascinating story.
Can you talk a little bit about what the actual conflict was, what occurred?
Sure. When the time came in the summer of 1862, treaties had been made in which annuities were being paid on a regular basis. During that summer, the annuities never arrived. Of course, it was the beginning of the Civil War. Civil War was on. It had been going for less than a year, but still was in full-blown war mode. And so there were hungry people. They weren't being treated right. There were all kinds of things that happened. And eventually, at one point, on August 17th, there were four or five young Dakota men who came across a farmer in Acton, Minnesota, and they stole some eggs that were there. Then there were threats, or people were, I don't know exactly how you would say it, but
it blew up. Yes, that's all you can say, is the whole thing blew up.
Yeah, and at that point, there were, five settlers were killed, and that was it. That was the start of the war. At that point in time, they decided, well, we're in trouble now. What are we going to do? They had a big council and said, what we should do is we should kick all of the white folks out of the state. So they went to war and tried to do that.
The war itself lasted how long?
It only lasted about 6 weeks.
Okay.
But it was stunning. The results of it were were actually stunning. For a time, that southeastern corner of Minnesota was literally depopulated. All the white people left. Then, after Sibley went after the Dakota people and kind of chased some of them out of the state and like that, white folks started coming back into the state and then demanding retribution.
And this actually resulted in a mass hanging. My understanding is Abraham Lincoln actually pardoned some folks. Talk a little bit about that mass hanging and the controversy around that.
Sure. On December 26th, 38 Dakota warriors were hung in the largest mass execution that's ever been held in the United States. There are all kinds of memorabilia and stuff that shows pictures of this execution. At one time, right after the war, Sibley held trials, but of course later people have called it a drumhead court-martial, in which they convicted 310 warriors of murder and rape and all of these things. Each of the trials lasted approximately 5 minutes. So there was very little evidence that the things that they said these folks had done had been done. It was, in fact, a war, and a lot of people were killed, both Dakotas and settlers. After it was over, Sibley put out a letter, and he said, if the Dakota people would come in and surrender, we'll sort this all out and then let you go. So between 1600 and I believe there's actually 2000 Dakotas all went to a place called Camp Release and waited for Sibley to come. When he came, instead of letting them go, he forced marched them to Fort Snelling.
And they had decided to remove all the people from Minnesota.
Yeah, all of the Dakota people from Minnesota.
We're talking with Milt and Jamie Lee, and they produced an hour documentary on a tragic episode in Minnesota history. Can you talk about how you put this documentary together, both of you, and what were the challenges?
Well, Milt and I have done a lot of this kind of work together, and it's always a start out on the path of learning, really. I'm the writer, and he does all the interviewing and gathering the names and the people, who to talk to, where to go. It's quite a complex process that took us many, many, many months to get to the point where we could actually start putting something together. And because neither one of us knew anything about this event, we were learning on the run, kind of.
Yeah, it was an amazing process, and amazing to us to see how fresh this is still in the minds of many people. Of course, there are many descendants of people who were killed, both on the Dakota side and the settler side. So to interview those people and to get their response 150 years after the fact was amazing to me, because it seemed so fresh in these people's minds. And, of course, that comes out in the documentary.
We're speaking with Milt and Jamie Lee. They produced a one-hour documentary on a tragic episode in Minnesota history known as the Dakota War of 1862. It took place 150 years ago this month. Anything else you'd like to add, Milt or Jamie?
I guess I would like to. I'd just like to encourage people to do what we had to do and just really learn something about it. We feel like so much could be set, finally laid to rest, so to speak, if we just start learning about each other. Guess that's what I'd like to say.
And the other thing is, I think it's important for people to, you know, understand the amazing history of Minnesota and how we became a state, because this was actually a big part of that whole process. And of course, we talk about that all in the documentary. So I really hope people get a chance to hear it. And I appreciate very much you guys playing the show and giving us a chance to talk about it.
Once again, the documentary is called A Clash of Cultures, Understanding the Dakota War of 1862. It airs this weekend on WTAP, Saturday at 5 p.m. and Sunday at 1. Thanks for talking with us, Milton Jamie.
Thanks, Mark.
You're welcome.